This was a nasty FTX low here, and we've had this lovely five wave rally. For me, it doesn't look like we've completed this correction. We're going to do one, two, three, and another leg low, and I would not be surprised. So I think that we could see a move like this before we go higher again, which, if you're buying the high up here when the ETF launches, is not going to be much fun.
Nicola Duke, the macro report. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
No, the pleasure is all mine. Let's just get into it. You are have a huge following on X, and you've been in the crypto space for, I don't know, 10 plus years. I'd say going on 15 years here. You're one of the experts, if you would, that I'm talking to in the crypto space. And crypto is so interesting to me because I've owned crypto, I've traded in and out of crypto, and I'm a little bit, I don't know if it's concerned is the word, but it seems like I just don't know where we're at right now in the here and now. And I'd love to get your thoughts. And let's start with Bitcoin.
With Bitcoin, yeah, we've gone sideways for a couple of months now. That's not unusual in the summer. But the key for me is we're going sideways above the highs that we made at the start of the year. We're still in a really strong uptrend. What we've seen the last couple of months is some, or particularly this month, is some pretty big whale sellers, and that's kind of keeping us going sideways. And these are people that have from wallets that have held Bitcoin for 8, 10 years, some of them, and that are selling at the moment. Some of them are just straight to Hyperliquid, an exchange, and selling it all there. And that's kind of keeping us sideways. But that's not, for me, the sign of a top yet. And the run we've had, Bitcoin usually ends up with a bit of a blow off top. So I'm not sure that we're done. And I'm not sure, I'm certainly not sure that we're done in ETH. We've got more upside to come. So I'm still feeling pretty positive
Still pulling.
about everything.
Got it. Can you show us any charts that you're currently
Yeah.
looking
So
at specifically with Bitcoin?
I let me, I, not quite share. Okay. Here we go. So if we take a look at the monthly chart here, hopefully you can see it of
Yep.
Bitcoin, and I'm going to zoom out and look at where we are. We can see that this lovely uptrend that we started in December 2022, we're usually looking for five waves. Sometimes it extends into the seven waves, and the reason is that when in a market that makes these big parabolic moves like Bitcoin does, the fifth wave often looks like the biggest and the strongest. So if we look at where we are now, this is not the fifth wave complete. This is likely just the first wave of a bigger fifth wave, and then we've got a couple more to come. So as long as we're still doing this, for me, this is all super, super bullish. And everything, if we look at all the macro factors that we've got with this Trump administration and all of the institutional money coming in, I don't really see this ever collapsing yet. And we're certainly not seeing the signals. And the Bitcoin 4-year cycles usually point to the year after the halving, the second half of that year being alt season. But Bitcoin doesn't go down in a alt season. It just means it's moved first, or it's had the bigger move first. So I'm still feeling really positive, even though we're going sideways and we might dip a little bit lower before we continue up again. But I still think we hold this sideways range, and I don't see it back below 100,000 before this is over.
Got it. Okay. And I'm looking at that chart here. It looks like there's some great consolidation, and that's very normal, correct?
This is a
Before another
monthly chart,
move.
very normal. Yes, very normal. And here's the thing with markets tend to make big three wave corrections. So we made a very nice one here early summer before we made this new high. And I see this a similar thing. We're making big corrective moves. And if you look back, October, November are blow the doors off months for Bitcoin and ETH and the bigger crypto assets. And I don't see any reason to change that view. And all of the macro factors are there for that, unless the world ends or something awful happens.
Right.
I think we keep going higher, and I think that not just crypto, but hard assets like metals, and not just the shiniest one like gold, but industrial metals should do really well as well.
Excellent. Okay. So you talk a little bit about the seasonality. September can be tricky, and yet also,
Yeah,
correct me if
so
I'm wrong.
seasonal, seasonally, let me just find a really good chart for it. I should have seasonally Bitcoin, it's the worst performing month of the year. That's true for stock indexes as well. And if
Right.
you look at stock indexes, here we are at sideways at new all-time highs. We just made new today new intraday all-time highs in the S&P and the Nasdaq. The problem is if you look at how much the dollar has fallen, in percentage terms, that accounts, it's fallen the same. So it's priced in dollars. So, but for Bitcoin particularly, it is the worst performing month. And then October is great, and November is blow the doors off by far the best. So, the key for me is to ride the bumps and in this sideways correction that we are in, and be ready, not,
Got
make
it.
sure you're
So
on the bus.
for traders and investors here, you'd be looking for an entry point somewhere in here, correct?
At this point, okay, if we look at this on a daily, for me, this unfortunately points to the possibility that we see another swing low and perhaps towards 100,000. And I think if we get that this second half of this month, that is a buying opportunity, yes,
Got it.
definitely for October, November. Through to year end. Now, we are in this flat moving averages. If as a trend indicator usually points to us having no trend, we are in that sideways move. And so in that sideways move, buying the breakouts isn't always the best trading strategy because it can be a little bit of a false move and a retest of the highs. For me, I definitely, if I'm looking to build a swing position, prefer to buy dips and when everybody else is screaming that it's all over. And I think that we could definitely see that in this market, and I wouldn't rule out another swing lower. And especially everyone's excited about the Fed rate cut this week on Wednesday. I think the market is nine, I think the market's pricing 94% probability, and I really don't like those crowded trades. It feels like, especially as it looks like inflation is kind of creeping back in, it feels like we're going to see a kind of sell the news perhaps when the Fed cuts, especially if they only cut 25 basis points. And not perhaps a bigger 50 basis points. I think if we get a 50 basis points, we might get a really nice blow off top in stock indexes, and other risk assets like Bitcoin will follow. But if it's only 25 basis point, I mean, it would be very bearish if it was none. And I don't know what they're going to do. They're not, though. The Fed don't normally like to surprise the market.
Price.
So I
Yeah.
think we'll probably get the 25 basis points.
So if you
Nikki,
do, go ahead. Go ahead, Steve.
Nikki just had a question. You would talk about the, I guess, optimism is a word for it, maybe, that you seem bullish on it due to Fed rate cuts, the seasonal dip. I mean, what
No,
other.
I think I'm really bullish because of the deregulation and because so many people are buying it. And a lot of the moves that bullish moves that we've seen and what's been outperforming straight Bitcoin has been the companies that are building treasuries or Bitcoin treasuries. And buying from them has been a really good bullish play for this market, and they have been outperforming. So we're seeing AG whales selling, and we're seeing companies building crypto treasuries on the other side doing the buying. So whilst they keep doing that, I'm still pretty bullish. Yeah.
The one thing that stuck out to me was you used the word collapsing, that you find it unlikely for, or at least that you didn't see the signals for a collapse. Can I'm not as technical as I need to be with the candlesticks and all that. Could you tell me what signals you're referring to when you say you don't see the collapsing signals?
Really, in really, really simple terms, in a bull market, a bull market tends to make a move. Sorry, I'm just trying to draw. A bull market tends to make a move higher and go sideways and then another higher, and it doesn't tend to bleed back into the previous move. So we see move higher, go sideways, and we're holding above these highs. And as long as we do that, it's not a sign of a bigger top. And when I see a bigger pullback, I usually look back to this previous swing low. And as long as the market kind of holds that previous swing low, which we've got here, we're still going up, and you can look higher. It's only once we start getting underneath there that you can say that we could start to accelerate to the downside. At the moment, we're really consolidating sideways at new all-time highs, and there really isn't anything to panic about, and we should be looking to buy the dip until that changes. Yeah, that's how I kind of look at it.
Nikki, you mentioned whales were rotating out of Bitcoin, if you would.
Yes, I think there's a really good blockchain analyst called Look on Chain. And on Sunday, an 8-year-old Bitcoin holder moved 136 million to Hyperliquid and starting dumping. There's been quite a few in recent months. And what we're seeing is them rotate into ETH as well. That has been the big story of people taking profit in Bitcoin, and there's a lot of rotation into ETH. I'm particularly bullish ETH because of the stable co what's going on with stable coins and the US government plans for stable coins. And 50% of stable coins are built on ETH, so
Yeah, to work that
there's
out
good
for me.
reason.
Very interesting. Work that out for me. If you can pull up a chart of Ethereum, work that out for me. And then also talk to me more about all of the all everything being built on Ethereum, if you would, and then talk
Yeah,
about.
because ETH and Bitcoin, are not equal or the same. Stuff gets built. I don't know why my computer's the Zoom is not liking my computer.
It's okay.
Let's try this again. Let's just put it in here. If we take a look at ETH big picture. I don't know.
It's okay.
Don't know why my computer has chosen to.
I can take all of this out.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, don't be
I don't know
sorry.
what's.
Well, I'm thrilled to talk to you, so don't be sorry.
Are you
Yeah.
really?
It's
Okay,
fascinating.
hold on. My computer's frozen, and I
It's
don't know if
okay.
it doesn't like Zoom or. Okay,
Yeah.
let's try again. Let's
Try it
just take
again.
everything out and let's try again.
I think it's such a huge story.
Okay. Let's just get
Yeah,
rid
if
of
we can't,
that. There
there
we
you
go.
go. There
There
we
we
go.
go. Okay. So, again, we've got okay, 50% of stablecoins are built on ETH, and the US, I really see the signs that the US government wants to have $2. They want to have an offshore dollar in stablecoins and an onshore dollar in order to deal with their debt problem. And I think it's not a bad idea either, but therefore, anything associated with stablecoins, for me, I'm really bullish, and there are some companies that do that, but a lot of them are built on ETH. So I'm really bullish ETH for that reason. The problem is, if we look at this big rally we've had since 2022, you could make an argument that within this, that this is range highs and this is just another big three-wave correction. So ETH
Right.
holding above 5,000 for me is going to be a really good sign. For now, there is a bit of a risk that I think we could pull back if we see an ugly September to 3,500. And for me, I'm going to be filling up with Bitcoin, with ETH, not Bitcoin, if we pull back to 3,500, just because I'm seeing so many others do that and diversifying into ETH for that reason, because it has this really good real world use. So,
Right. So again, we're looking at a correction here. If we get a correction here, we should really back up to about, I don't know, what is that, about a 20% correction there, 10%
So
correction?
for if I if you a 25% correction, we should not see more than a 25% correction. And in previous really big bull runs in ETH and Bitcoin, as long as we're in, still in that parabolic trend, we don't tend to see more than a 25% correction on a kind of weekly close basis. And I think if we get one here, that would be a really good opportunity. So here we are at what, 4,500, back to 3,500 there or thereabouts, and this previous swing low would be very normal. If we count this as five waves back to these lows, which would be halfway back of this whole rally for the year from the lows to the highs, if we get an ugly September shakeout before the big year-end rally comes, I would see really important support and a good buying opportunity around there, yes.
Excellent. Okay.
Which would be halfway back of these. Now, if we pull back and market pull back half 50% of its move that it's had on the year, people will be freaking out. And
Right.
historically in crypto, whenever we've had those swings, they've been tremendous opportunities if we are in an uptrend, which we are.
Okay. Excellent. So, it's really interesting to me, just the rotation. And Steve, feel free to jump in with any questions. The rotation that you're talking about from Bitcoin to ETH. What other cryptos are look interesting here that you'd want to position yourself in? And again, this sounds like waiting through September to see what happens, to see about this correction. But yeah, what other crypto
Well,
are
we've
you looking
got
at?
three more coming. So we've got in the next month, we've got Ripple, XRP, we've got HBAR, and we have got Solana. The problem is, I don't, if you think back to when we first put Bitcoin on CME futures, and the first time everyone, oh wow, we can release, institutions can sell it, for the first time, we saw a really nasty sell-off. Everybody will remember that, back in 2017. And I think that we could see the same, particularly in Solana, which, unless you believe meme coins are the future, which is hard to do for a lot of people, and certainly for institutions, I think that it could be a sell the news, because we are seeing really nice rallies in those assets into this news. Here we are in, for example, this is Solana, and I have been doing deep dives on Twitter in Solana, being pretty thinking that we're going to see another big run higher. So if I go back to 2022 in Solana, which is this was a nasty FTX low here, and we've had this lovely five wave rally. For me, it doesn't look like we've completed this correction. We're going to do one, two, three, and another leg low, and I would not be surprised. So I think that we could see a move like this before we go higher again, which, if you're buying hu the high up here when the ETF launches, is not going to be much fun. So for me, this is on my like favorite to short list, but it's not quite set up yet. And I know there are Solana fans that are going to hate me for saying this, but
Yeah,
that's just
no,
what the
say
chart
it.
says, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, don't, I don't hate you. But it looks like a great opportunity if we get that violent shakeout, correct?
Yeah. So like there are some, like I'm not bearish everything. There are some charts like or there are some crypto things that are doing really good things. For example, BNB, which is Binance Coin. I know this is really random, but in the UK you can't even trade on Binance, and for quite a long time it was tricky in the United States, right? But Binance is eight times bigger than Coinbase, and Coinbase has a massive backing, and is on the stock exchange, and everybody knows about it. But Binance is eight times bigger around the world, and Binance has this coin which not only has called BNB, which not only has a kind of real world use, people use it as like the common currency on the platform, but it's also investing in so many other crypto things. So there are some things that are in uptrend that I think have some really good things, and are up there for a really good reason, perhaps. And so I would prefer that over perhaps Solana, maybe. Now, don't get me wrong, an awful lot of stuff is created on Solana, and without a signal, I'm not shorting it. But There are good things out there, and right now, and you've seen this in previous bull runs as well, the ones that have real world use or real world assets tend to go first. You know, it's only the kind of more meme-y stuff that will be last in a bull run. So
Got it.
yeah, there are coins that I like for good reasons, technical reasons, yes.
Well, pull up one of those if you don't mind.
So yeah, let's find I'm not I don't want to here's BNB, and if we go to a monthly chart of this one, you can see what I mean about this lovely trend that we're in, and with good reason. And if I look at what we've done since this low, I think that we have got another leg higher and a pullback in this one. Anything towards the 800s or a 10% pullback in BNB at the moment, it's a little bit stretched to the upside. I think this has way more to come. And this is in a big wave three, which can go way beyond this first wave that we have done. And the first wave was to 700. So if I measure where I think that this swing potentially ends up 1,300, and here we are at 900. So lots more to come. So for this one, so that's I'm a big fan of the coins that have real world use or real world
Right.
assets. Yes.
Talk a little bit about the macro here, and you it's like you have to almost thread the needle, but you said one thing, the macro is like, again, the Fed printing money, and again, really just every central bank around the world printing money. So it's lent a lot of support to crypto, but it's like a crowded trade, and you mentioned that
There are
makes me
so many,
nervous.
yeah, I hate crowded trades. And so this is why I'm looking for stuff like BNB or stuff that has more gas. And there are, like, I have a whole bunch of altcoin charts I like for those reasons. I want to see what's going to be the next one that's going to go back to the all-time highs or new highs. And so, like in gold and silver, I think gold has much more upside, although we're in a correction and stalled at the moment, just like Bitcoin. But I'm really bullish this pullback in copper, because if you're bullish AI and anything electrical or robotics, they need copper to build them, and
Right.
copper's in a really nice pullback. And sometimes the metal goes first without you. So if you really like silver, I really like the silver miners and the gold miners, because they always lag and they always follow. And if you're really bullish copper, then you've got to be really bullish to copper miners as well, you know, the Freeport Micromans and so on. So I'm really bullish them. I think AI is a really crowded trade,
Yeah.
and I don't like it because of that. But
Yeah.
I'm really bullish electricity and gas, because you can't build a data center without a cheap power source, which is why we're never going to have any in the United Kingdom or Europe. You know, our energy prices are destroyed by what's happened with Russia and Ukraine. So I think we're about to enter a period, you know, where we could see kind of supply hiccups that cause price rises in those. So I'm really bullish energy infrastructure as well. So, like, they're a company, British Aerospace, they are trying to build the small micro nuclear reactors that could very easily power those data centers. The problem is that they take so long in this country to get approval or build, like. The same in the United States. You know, I think that electricity prices, which are one quarter of what they are in the UK, electricity prices in the United States are on their way up because of these data centers. And I think the companies that provide and build electricity supply, and you need to start building some nuclear reactors, because I think that's really what you need to power these data centers. People
Yeah,
get upset.
I was going to say I can agree with you more. I think the way to play AI is similar to like the gold rush a couple hundred years ago. You don't make money in gold, but you make money selling the gold miners'
Definitely, yeah.
product, if you know what I mean.
Definitely, yeah.
Nikki,
So,
you can I ask a question
yeah.
about Bitcoin and Ethereum again? So going back to Bitcoin and Ethereum, you talked about you're excited about the ones that have utility. I'm guessing that meant you meant by that, like I'm guessing Bitcoin is seen by a lot of people as kind of the digital gold, whereas Ethereum has got a lot of technology and infrastructure for people to build on things. If you can kind
Yes.
of help us help me understand the major differences and what you see in terms of how the Fed's rate cut possibly can affect one or the other or both, and how do you see them being different?
I don't see that the rate cut being so much, but I do see policy, and I do see, the Trump fa what the Trump fa fam family do in their Trump Foundation. They're not investing in Bitcoin. They're investing in Ethereum. I know they sold some, but they are big, and you kind of always want to follow what they're doing because they're going to make it work. I really see that the U.S. government need a crypto bat rally. They need a big crypto boom, one more. And so, betting against that is not. It doesn't usually work. And I speak to a lot of smart people in banking who say, oh, now all the institutional money is in it, it's all over and it's not going to be the same again. I disagree. I think that when follow the big money, and yeah, and try sell the shovel rather than being it with them. And so I'm pretty bullish them for this reason until I see otherwise,
Right. Nikki, if you can give until I'd love to have you on again. And we'll have you on again whenever you want to come on. But if you could give some final thoughts, maybe from now until the end of the month, and that's just such a short window, I understand, but September is sounds like a pivotal month, a poor month, a bad month for Bitcoin at least. But what should investors, traders look for over the next week or 2 weeks?
over the next week or 2 weeks, I would beware that the Fed meeting doesn't become a sell the news event, right? Because so many people are betting in the same direction. And when that happens, it doesn't always end very well. And I would say be defensive and be ready to buy the dip this month because really good things are coming. That's my motto. Don't lose money this month because you'll need it. You want to invest it next month.
Got it. Steve, do you have any final questions there?
Yeah, I do actually. So you talked about buying the dip, and we know that you also mentioned just the low point, the swing low, and not the point of no return, but you want to buy the dip so that it goes back. When it buy goes back up, you're
I think
backing
a
up the
pull,
truck.
I think a, yeah, and in, if, for example, in ETH, I think a 4,000 is a really obvious number if it pulls back to, but it always overshoots, and ETH loves big round numbers. And 3,500, I think, is a really good place to where people might be giving up. That is a good place to get involved if we get there. We might not, again, if the Fed surprise do a 50 basis point cut, we could see a blow off top, but this is a good month to be defensive, I think, yeah. And
Excellent.
not a bear.
Yeah. Nikki, I want to thank you so much for coming on. If people want to do business with you, they want to follow with you, can you give your
I'm Nick
website?
Trades. I'm Nick Trades on Twitter, NICTRADES, and I'm also at the macroreport.com every day.
Excellent. What I'll do is I'll put all of this in the show notes on both YouTube as well as Apple and Spotify, and we'll get this out as soon as we can.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this chat.
Nikki, it was our pleasure. We'd love to have you on again very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nikki.